Down along the north slope of the Fairy Bluff, Walter Moley's sugar bush came to life late every winter. Maple syrup season began with soft weather any time in February or March and lasted often as long as 6 or 8 weeks. There was something about this solitary occupation that drew me to the sugar bush, often at night, perhaps for the reflection of time past, for nothing here had changed very much. The pails still hung from the trees, hundreds of them glinting in the moonlight. Walking among the trees, I would hear the sap dripping from the spiles, like the sound of bells far beyond the horizon. Sap cooked and bubbled and frothed in the shallow pans, filling the cabin with fragrance, and sending great gouts of steam through the vents in the roof. The fire glowed whenever Walter opened the stove and put in more wood, and the sparks flew upward among the trees to be lost in the stars. Here, deep in the woods, isolated among the ancient boles, life burgeoned every winter, sometimes with snow still deep on the ground. Far to the north passed the highway, and the lights of farms shone across the meadows. But here, in this solitary place, one man's industry turned all the hidden sweetness of the maple into fragrant steam and delicately flavored syrup and succulent sugar. A century ago, men had turned the sap of the maples into sugar and syrup in much the same way, by hand, with the aid of wood, fire, and the taste and judgment of the syrup maker. I used to stand in the cabin while the sap cooked, drinking in its fragrance, warmed by the heat of the fire. What drew me there night after night was the solitude. The tangibility of spring in the sap surging upward to drop from the spiles into the buckets, making a little night music there. I used to watch how the sparks rode the draft from the chimney, driving toward the amber eye of Arcturus, shining there on so many evenings. Brief stars rising through the smoke and steam, red and yellow, only to wink out against the dark, while owls and foxes were abroad in equal wonder at what went on here so far from the haunts of men.